Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Now, I like this song, though.
Yeah, I do, too. And it fits this week. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. We're live today from Roos Pub and Kitchen in downtown Wilmington, part of the Bardea Restaurant Group. The food here is incredible. Great atmosphere, great crowd. Come on out, have lunch with us, and hang out. We're doing the show, of course, here till 2 o'clock today. It is a really cool place. I already heard Hugh saying he's bringing some of the food home. That's how
See this. She brought me a box. Young lady brought me the box. I'm going to take this sandwich.
Are you going to bring? You going to bring the glizzies back and eat them whole in private?
No. I ate the glizzies already. I tell you what I'm going to do.
There are more glizzies, though, here.
I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to grab some of them chicken wings coming with me.
Take them all.
Taking some of them chicken wings.
But that's the bird tower.
Do you eat them whole?
No, I'll break them off, too.
Are you serious, dude?
Yeah.
Break the chicken wings up?
What? Man, listen.
Why?
Because I got these things they call veneers now.
But there's a medical reason for it.
No, it ain't no medical reason. It's just like I like to break them
like
up.
It's a medical reason.
Going to the doctor all the time, man. Going and getting toothless is fixed. Getting tired of getting these toothless. Forget you, Kyle. I'm working on this smile. See, as a single man, the one thing I gotta have my smile gotta be tight, man. Because that's the first thing folks look at when they see you.
And it's working.
The smile.
Smile's good. They spent a lot of time in that dentist to make it work, though.
Man, listen. You spent breaking bread at the dentist's office.
All right. Before we get back to the phone lines, we do have a giveaway, of course, today for the Jack Daniels and Gerhardt's Appliances. You get the official, you know, the prize today gets you in the mix for the big prize down the line. So we'll tell you all about that in a minute. But first, Hugh. We do have to. It's Wednesday. You know what time it is, right?
Yes.
It's time for our quarterback power rankings. You ready?
Yes, always.
Let's hear him. What do you got?
Wait a minute. Why I always got to go first,
you know what?
Hugh's the main event. We know
all
this.
Right, you know what? I'll go first.
Wait a minute. I went first last week,
I'll
and
go
y'all
first.
Ridiculed
That's fine.
My list.
I got my list in front of me.
We need more time to ridicule your list before right. We don't want to jump right into jokes.
I always forget. Do we go 10 to 1 or 1 to 10?
10 to 1.
Whatever you
10
want.
10 to 1. All right. Sometimes a bye week is just what you need to make it back on my list. I took Daniel Jones off last week, but then a lot of guys had bad games. Danny Dimes back in. He's number 10. Number 9, I dropped Jared Goff down. That was pretty ugly.
Yeah,
I mean, that was grisly what we saw Sunday night. He could not handle the cold. Goff at number 9. Jalen Hurts is at number 8. I mean, look, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with Jalen Hurts. I mean, some weeks you watch him, it's like he's a top 6 quarterback. Some weeks you watch him, it's he's top 16 quarterback. They won. This is a huge thing. Well, they won the game. He didn't turn the ball over, which I thought on Sunday was a huge thing considering the elements. I have him at number 8. Number 7. Is Lamar Jackson. Not playing as best as he got back, but still is an impactful player at a week-to-week basis. He's at 7. Number 6, the guy we're going to face on Sunday, Dak Prescott has had a hell of a season. And it's flown on the radar because that team isn't very good. They're still below 500. Dak's a challenge and will be a challenge. He's always a challenge for the Eagles, and it'll be a challenge on Sunday. He's at number 6. Number 5, look, it was a bad day. His worst of the year, but Sam Darnold doesn't leave the top 10 because of one day. He's at number 5 for me. Number 4 is Patrick Mahomes, who has not played his best the last couple weeks, but had a big run before that. And I, unlike you, do not believe that the Chiefs are done. Number 3 is Josh Allen. You can tell me all you want about his turnovers. He had 6 touchdowns on Sunday. He's at number 3. Number 2 is Matthew Stafford, who didn't do a ton on Sunday against a big-time Seattle defense. So it dropped him down a spot. And, Hugh, for the first time, I have a guy I think you had at 1 earlier in the season. And I think when you look at the full breadth of the season, he's been the most impressive quarterback. It's Drake May. I think he might win the MVP of the league.
Yeah, Drake May's playing well.
Wow. Considering their expectations for the season, what they have around him, he doesn't really have it. I mean, the line is fine. Their best weapon is what? Stephon Diggs, who's not great anymore?
He just became a daddy again.
Yeah, well, that's who. I mean, he is having an MVP caliber season in his second year. Drake May at number 1. So I go May, Stafford, Allen, Mahomes, Darnold, Dak, Lamar, Hurts, Goff, and Daniel Jones, my top 10 quarterbacks through week 11 in the NFL.
So you want to hear my list now?
Well, of course. You want to go second.
Again.
The main event.
Again.
People are here. I mean, people are pouring in to hear the list.
Again, You know, I know that's sarcasm, but again, this is my list.
Not. People just arrived.
This is my list, and my list consists of week-to-week play.
Yeah.
This is my list, and there's none like this.
This is my criteria. Everybody brace yourself.
When I do this list.
Yeah.
But coming in at number 10, I got Jalen Hurts because, you know, didn't really play as great, his best game, but it is 8-2, so I had to give him his props for that.
Okay.
Coming in at number 9, Jacoby Brissett. I think what he's been able to do, stop it.
What are you doing?
You got to
Because Jacoby Brissett.
Well, hold on, Joe. He set an NFL record.
Can I finish my list?
I'm trying to help you.
Thank you. Coming at number 8.
It's a joke.
We got Jordan Love. Coming in at number 7 on my list, I have Josh Allen. Coming in at number 6 is Drake May. Now, coming in at number 5, I know. Can I finish my list, though? Can I finish my list? Coming in at number 5. Played a valiant effort of a game. Unfortunately for him, he's going on IR. Just heard he was going on IR. Michael Penix.
Oh, come on, man.
Michael Penix. Stop it. Do not do
you
this.
Put him above Josh Allen?
First of all, this is my list. It's my list.
Penix
Michael Penix.
Stinks, man.
Hey, man, you went out on a high note, bro.
He went out on a high note.
Lost
the Panthers.
He went out on a high note, Joe.
He lost at home to the Panthers.
Went out on a high note.
It's a low note.
This is
okay.
Useless,
Joe. We'll save your agita for this next person. Oh, Mason Rudolph.
I'm done.
Can I finish?
No.
Mason Rudolph came in instead of Aaron Rodgers when Aaron Rodgers got hurt, and he did his thing. Mason Rudolph. Okay. Number 3.
What the f*** you talking about?
Bryce Young. Got Bryce Young coming at number 3. Coming on in at number 2, my man Brock Purdy. He did his thing last week. He threw for 200 yards, 3 tutties. And coming in at number 1 on my list, living my truth, is Dakota Prescott. He was number 1 quarterback
from last week.
That was painful.
That was the worst one of the year.
You know what? Listen.
By no question,
it was the worst one of the
year. Listen. Let me tell you what y'all not going to do.
No.
First, well, y'all gonna ridicule me, mm-hmm. but I'm gonna still speak my truth. Mm-hmm. That's my list.
That was
the best quarterbacks
you
that
owe
played that week.
Everyone listening,
I ain't apologizing to nobody.
So the Mason Rudolph one was egregious. The Penix one, as he's Penix carted off the field, and you got him on your top 10.
He went out on a high note, Joe.
He lost him at home to the Panthers.
He was balling before he lost. Hey, the one. You know what's funny?
You're a problem, man.
Yeah.
You are a problem.
You know, I am.
By the way, is anyone else picking up on this troll job? This is 2 weeks in a row that you put the quarterback the Eagles are about to face as the number one quarterback in pro football. Last week it was Goff, and then he came in here wearing two gloves, looking like he needed a parka on. And now you got Dak.
No, listen. I ain't gonna lie, it's a little bit of that.
Okay, thank you.
Well, of course there is. Like
it's a little bit of that.
You know what I see a lot online now? when we clip your takes and put them out there, they're like, this guy put Tyler Shuck on his QB list. Don't take him seriously.
I don't care.
I know you don't care.
It's QBR. Like that's the stat that I use. Like, to be honest, I use QBR,
okay.
And then I take it from there.
Is that right?
I don't care what the outcome is.
I like that we spin
QBR. Yeah,
the Jalen thing is they're 8-2. Bo Nix is 9-2. Never makes it on your list.
Bo Nix has been on my list before.
Oh, has he?
Yeah, he's been
but
on the list.
Not often.
Yeah, he's been on there a few times.
Well, so don't you look at the QBR, and then you see how this list breaks out, and you're like, maybe not the best.
No, I don't do that.
The best measure.
I don't know. I just look at strictly QBR because it's my list. It's my list.
Sure
and for all those folks that don't like my list and say don't take me seriously, oh, well.
Uh-oh.
Well, most, I would say.
We'll be all right.
Most.
Y'all be all right. I was going to say something else, but I'm trying to be nice.
Mason Rudolph.
Trying to be nicer
Michael
in my
Penix
delivery.
Carted off the field.
Carted off. You know what else is going to be carted off?
Your takes.
Some of these chicken wings. When you get ready to go, I'm going to cut off. I'm going to cut off a few of these chicken wings.
Yeah, you are. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. I'm going to let you hear what Nick Sirianni said. He spoke today, and it certainly sounded like he was taking a shot at D-Gun's report. We'll get
Ooh,
to that.
They got beef?
Well, we'll find out in a couple minutes. I guess there's nowhere to go after that list. And Aaron in San Diego. Aaron?
Good afternoon, Philadelphia.
Good afternoon, Aaron. What's up?
You know, Hugh, it's if you were to like put like one or two players in there, then I think you could be taken seriously. But I mean, come on, dude. I mean, you really seriously?
I don't care what y'all think about my list. It's my list.
It's mine. It's okay. It's okay. And you guys continue, and Kyle and I had this conversation, you know, off the air, but you guys continue, the national and the local media, you guys just continue to disrespect, you know, our Super Bowl MVP quarterback, our reigning Super Bowl champion, Philadelphia Eagles, and keep it up. Keep going with it, because this team is only going to use that as fuel that's going to ignite the fire.
Did they use it last week as fuel when they scored 16 points? Was it fuel last week? Was it fuel last week to score 16 points?
We've been here, you know, three of the last 4 years, okay? We've been here before. It's not a surprise. You know, we struggle because we constantly have, you know, an influx of offensive coordinators with this team. We have a head coach that is super ultra conservative and would rather, you know, punt the ball than turn the ball over, okay? This team is going to do what it's done two of the last 3 years. They are going to get it together when it matters, because every time it has mattered this year and they had to turn it on, they did.
Not true.
We're going to be fine. We're going to make it to Levi Stadium. We're winning Super Bowl 60.
Can I ask, when you say every time, like, do the two losses not count?
Did
those games? So we only count the eight wins? The two losses didn't count?
Joe, every team... When's the last time a team went undefeated, buddy?
You said every time. So every time would apply every time.
Pages were the last team to go undefeated in a regular season.
That's right, yeah.
Every team stumbles at some point in the season, okay? But this team, when they stumble, they dust themselves off. They strap their boots on. They pick themselves up. And they continue on the journey, man. This team... You know, we should have all the confidence.
How many cliches can we throw in one phone call? They have the worst 3-and-out rate in a decade, and you're peppering me with cliches here.
Okay, and guess what? All those other teams, you know, you keep comparing these teams to, you know, this offense to the lower teams in the NFL. Because,
well, no, that's where they reside. They reside among the lowest.
How many turnovers do those losing teams have?
Hey, Aaron, when you go 3-and-out, it's basically
–
hold on a second, Aaron. Is there a difference between a 3-and-out and a deep pass down the sideline that's intercepted?
You know, the one thing I will agree with you on everything is AJ needs to realize that he is nothing more than a third down possession receiver.
He just skipped
right
over that, by the way.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you see the light.
I was kind of thinking something to myself, and I completely, you know. It went in one ear and out the other.
Yeah, because you have just a routine, and you know. We get it.
There's no routine about it, man.
Yes, there is.
This is we are living the best football lives, you know, in this era of Philadelphia Eagles history, and you got to enjoy it, man. You got to enjoy it. Each and every week, the NFL has done nothing but put the best teams up against us, and we just continue to win. The NFL didn't do that.
The schedule there's a formula to the schedule, Aaron. I mean, there's no conspiracy against the Eagles.
I know, but Joe, you're talking last year, everybody's talking about the Chiefs being a dynasty, and they won ugly last year.
Yeah, you know what happened? I'm glad you brought that up. Aaron, what happened at What happened at the end, Aaron, to that Chiefs team?
What's that?
Hey, there we go again.
He was too busy yelling.
What happened at the end of that Chiefs season?
They ran into a juggernaut known as the Philadelphia Eagles. They got their ass kicked
because they never fixed their offense, right? So, do we just want to get to the Super Bowl, or we want to win it again?
Dude, this is not 2023. This defense is not going to let us down. This is the strength of the team right now.
Yeah, I recognize that. That's enough. I can't. I mean, there's only so much we could take there.
You hung up on it?
Yes, there's only so much.
No, I'm just saying, that's pretty
it's
awesome.
A conversation, and he's having his own monologue.
It's not. Yeah, it's not a conversation with Aaron. It's the Aaron in San Diego show.
He did kind of sprint past what you were talking about.
Of course he did.
If I want to hear the Aaron in San Diego show, he can record it and someone can listen to it. I don't want to hear it. That's not what I...
That was cold, bro.
Do you want to download the Aaron in San Diego show?
I'm just saying, Joe, live your truth, dog. I'm just saying.
Well, I let you live your truth with Mason Rudolph and Michael Penix and Bryce Young.
Broke the bear.
It was the worst list I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's a bad list. I ain't gonna lie.
Sure.
It's a bad list. But it was funny.
Oh boy.
And that's what I was aiming for. I like the looks that I get of shock and awe.
Especially when I put these here. Yeah.
But to be fair to them, I use the QBR, and if they rate out high in their QBR, I don't care if they throw three passes and the QBR is like two. They in. That's how I do it. They're in.
You just told everyone the secret sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Now anyone could have a Hugh Douglas.
They can have it.
never show them how the sausage is made.
No, I already showed them. I showed them how the sausage is made. That's what I do.
On one day, Glizzy's and showing people how the sausage is made.
He's going to break up that sausage.
You got to relax, buddy. All right. Speaking of relax, can we hear Nick Sirianni? Is he relaxed? Asked about the latest report from D. Gunn about Jalen Hurts and what's going on inside that building.
Nick, there's been a few reports about Jalen over the past week. My question's not about the substance of the report, but what do you think about the fact that there are seemingly people in the building talking about Jalen through the media in a negative way?
Yeah, you know, again, when there's not a name on it, I don't put a lot of credence into that. And, you know, obviously it's not good for me to read anything. I got to prepare to do my job, right? And if I'm thinking about other things, like, and so now when Bob preps me for it, I don't necessarily believe everything that's been being written. I just don't. You know, I've been around long enough to know that. So I don't give it a lot of credence when there's not a name. And again, just don't fall into the trap of believing everything you see or read.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
All right. I mean,
that's not bad.
Yeah, but it's.
I mean, he's like, you can't believe everything you read. I mean, but he's not downplaying it either.
But so if there's a name attached to it, he would believe it?
Well, that's the way – that's that old Joel Embiid stuff. You know what I mean? That's that who said it, and you want to go to the source. So there – I think there's something there, but what can Coach say at this point? I mean, you can't – I mean, you could have – well, I guess you could have said, no, it's not
I got
true.
A few ideas.
Well, that – here, yeah, so,
yeah,
all
yeah.
right.
Hey, Kyle, now that I workshopped it a little bit, yeah, you could have –
well, I'm glad we got there.
I could say
took me a minute.
It's not true. We love Jalen Hurts. Whoever, if that was said, that person's wrong. I mean, there are ways to defend the quarterback. By the way, this segment is sponsored by McGurk's Pub. If you're looking for a spot to watch the game, make it McGurk's. We've been to all the McGurk's locations. They have awesome food and the perfect game day atmosphere. All right, Hugh, you want to know what I'd like to hear?
Yeah.
From either the coach or maybe one of his teammates. Let's play a couple things that happened earlier this week, all right? Adam Trautman, who's a tight end on the Denver Broncos. There's been a lot of heat Bo Nix has taken as a young quarterback, up and down. Listen to how Adam Trautman described how he feels about his quarterback and the criticism he gets.
First off, if you're talking shit about Bo online, you're a coward. Absolute coward. But just want to say that and guard him a little bit. But, I mean, it says a lot. You know, he blanks it out, and we talked about it this week. You know, we don't care what other people think. We know what we have in the building. And we know what he's made of, and we don't really care what people have to say. So Dragon Slayer 69 with his 7-Eleven Slurpee in his mom's basement, I don't give a shit what he has to say, right? And Bo doesn't either. So,
I mean, that's one way to defend your quarterback. Has there been any Eagle that said that about Jalen since the stuff's come out?
Not one.
Okay. But there's also this. Ernest Jones, linebacker for the Seahawks, after his quarterback Sam Darnold threw four picks in a game, here's what he said after the game.
I mean, Sam's been balling. Like, if we want to try to define Sam by this game or what, man, Sam's been had us in every fucking game. So for him to sit there and say, oh, that's my fault. No, it's not. It was plays that defensively we could have made plays. There were opportunities where we could have got better stops. Yeah, I mean, like, it's football, man. And he's our quarterback. We got his back. And you got anything to say, quite frankly, fuck you.
That's awesome.
It is awesome. It's about time someone with the Eagles comes out and defends the quarterback.
Well,
I mean, seriously.
Well.
Well, what?
What does that tell you? I mean, listen. This ain't hard.
Yeah, but like, how many, you could defend someone even if you you get there's some truth to it. You could put it's like put your arm around the guy when everyone's screaming and yelling.
Okay, you want me to get I'm gonna give the
YouTube chat transpire, Hugh, I'll stand up for you.
See, I was about to say the same thing about you.
Stop it, you people. We're not firing you. See, it's not that hard.
When people come at you sideways, I defend you all the time.
Right.
Because you're my teammate. So what does that tell you? I mean, since Kyle got me to the point where I said, well, he could have defended. What does that tell you when somebody doesn't defend you in that way? Mm-hmm. That means that there's probably some truth to it. You funny act, especially when you're a funny acting cat. This is me recklessly speculating.
Here we go.
When you're a funny acting cat, like cats, you know, they'll fool with you, but not really. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, hey, that dude funny acting. You'd be like, you just say, I heard that.
So that's kind of what's going on down there?
I think it is. I think Jalen's a little funny acting.
Would it hurt for the coach to defend the quarterback?
I remember one of the first times I recklessly speculated. Remember back when Jalen got paid and he was struggling?
Yeah, you said he might be brand new.
Because he got that money. So he hanging out with Michael
Jordan. So is this a three-year I told you so? Wow.
This ain't a three-year I told you so.
Kyle, it sounds to me like a 3 years later I told you so.
He hanging out with Michael Jordan. He hanging out with Michael Jordan.
Tough times don't last. Tough people do, Hugh.
Michael Jordan came to the game. He don't fool with y'all. He don't fool with y'all commoners. He rubbed his shoulders with Michael Jordan.
Commoners.
He
had a 50% completion on Sunday.
Commoner?
He's not fooling with commoners.
He's not fooling with the commoners.
He's a commoner among quarterbacks right now.
He's not a commoner. He's an MVP Super Bowl champion.
Yeah.
Better ask somebody. And look like, listen.
You got to stop.
This is a blessing and a curse. Let me tell you what's going to happen.
What's that?
We going to the Super Bowl, right?
We're going to Santa Clara?
And we're going to win it.
By the way, yesterday.
You really ain't going to be. You know, if D-Gun say that Jalen Hurts is a problem now, he really going to be a problem when he win this second Super Bowl. I could see him coming to work. And when they run plays, he'll be like, no, coach, we ain't running that play. We running this play. This is what I want to do.
And we want Thanksgiving back.
This is my city, yeah. And then I'm gonna try to get on his good side and ask him to bring back Thanksgiving. Because I'm telling you, this cat win another Super Bowl, man. You ain't gonna really be. You talk about you gonna be able to tell him nothing.
Yeah.
Not a damn thing.
You think this is okay?
Yes.
Can just someone down there defend him? Just someone.
You know, listen.
Someone.
This is probably how he feels. You don't have to like me, but you better respect me. And he gets respect. Because
except when they're leaking stuff to the media about
well,
him.
I mean,
that's not really respectful.
This is the funny thing about it when you think about it. Jalen works with a dude every day that clearly does not like him. And he looks at him every day in the huddle. And he'll throw the ball to him in practice, but won't throw it to him in the game.
I'm glad you think this is so funny.
But think about
this. The team can't score points.
How disrespectful is that? Like, he know you don't like him because you don't throw him the ball. He throw it to you every day at practice. But he won't throw it to you.
A big old joke.
And they still win.
Well, that is the funniest part. That none of this seems to matter.
Like, how crazy is that? Hey, dog, you gonna throw the ball to me? I got you, dog. Then when Sunday come around, he don't throw you the ball.
And we're gonna win anyway. And everyone's gonna be pissed the whole week long.
And we gonna win the game. You're gonna be mad. You're gonna say something crazy. And I'm gonna do it again next week. And it ain't nothing you gonna do about it.
I mean, if we had to guess what's gonna happen this weekend, AJ's not gonna get the ball. They're gonna win. Hey, we're gonna be pissed for the whole next week.
In the one game, I throw the ball to you 11 times, right? All right, then you want the ball? Fine. Here, bow. 11 shots. 46 yards.
Why'd you do that? Ask the coordinator.
And we still won the game.
Still won the game.
That's the most egregious.
He's going to be in tears in a second here over the state of the Eagles.
But just think about it, though. We've heard reports say he throw him the ball. The ball supposed to go to AJ. Go to him all week in practice. He'd be like, yeah, I'm having me a good game this weekend. Game time. Don't throw him the ball but two times. My bad, dog. I get you next week. And you got to sit there and you got to take.
You're going to be all right.
Take that.
You're going to be okay, buddy?
No. I mean, just think of the irony of that whole situation.
It's ironic until they lose a game because of it. And hey, then we're not.
Well, they ain't happened yet. Well. They ain't too.
Yeah, they are. 215.
Master their own destiny.
592-9494. We are live today at the Hugh Douglas Comedy Club.
That has to be a tough day at work, Joe. Roos, I got you, dog.
Roos Pub and Kitchen in downtown Wilmington. Part of the Bardea Restaurant Group. All right. If Hugh recovers from the giggles, we got more to go here. We just had the quarterback power rankings, but we got to do another power rankings on the other side. Our favorite on-air swears by WIP hosts. We got a new one the other day. That's next. Along with your phone calls, we got to pick a winner for our prize today on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, we've been cooking up game day recipes all season long, people. Now it's time to take that Hatfield Recipe Essential Sweet Italian Sausage to the Thanksgiving table. Bring back Thanksgiving. Elevate your stuffing with this savory side dish that steals the spotlight. Or you can whip up a breakfast casserole so good you'll be full all day long. Find Recipe Essential Sweet Italian Sauce at your local supermarket. For locations, visit simplyhatfield.com. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
This is like clown music or something?
This is the not top 10.
Oh.
Welcome back.
Not top 10.
It is the Midday Show, live from the Roost Public Kitchen in downtown Wilmington, part of the Bardea Restaurant Group. We've had an incredible time out here. Great crowd, great food, which he was taking some home.
Definitely taking some home.
The world's worst quarterback ranking of all time happened about 15
years ago. That is not true.
Well.
It's not true.
Well, what would you say? How would you rank your ranking?
I live my truth.
I know, but
they're
rough. It was rough. You go back in the Odyssey app and check that out. All right, before we get back to the phone lines, and we will finish with giving away our prize, your phone calls as well, but here we do power rankings on Wednesdays, right? Usually the quarterback power rankings, we just went through that. But I think it's about time for us to do on-air host swearing power rankings because once in a while this happens. So why don't we count, and we have a new one we have to enter into the mix. We've had some famous ones, infamous ones in the last few years, including a certain Hugh Douglas who might appear on this list. But let's kind of roll through these, including the new submission that just happened. Was it a couple days ago here on WIP?
Ooh, somebody was on there using potty mouth.
Uh-huh. Let's start, though. Number five, Spike Eskin.
The AL gauntlet.
Yeah. First pitch is 7:40 on WIP tonight.
So what have we decided what we're doing at 5:30, or am I just playing Creed?
Oh, shit. We...
I am. Just like that.
Like that. Boom.
that's the first.
First, but number five on our list. How about number four, the usually buttoned-up Joe DeCamera?
I need credit for the 50-5 hammer.
Why do you need credit?
I want credit because the Sixers are going to go to the finals.
What is it? What
ring
do you
I want
it?
Because I got this guy. I got Richie.
Wow.
What? All right, 888-729-9494.
Wait a minute, he cussing at John Ritchie?
He said this bleep, yeah.
Got fired up. You would not
like the wait crutch minute, of throwing the phone number out. Everything will be fine.
Can I hear that again?
I need credit for the 50-5 hammer.
Why do you need credit?
I want credit because the Sixers are going to go to the finals.
What is it? What
ring
do you
the, I want
wow.
Because I got this guy. I got Richie.
Wow.
Interesting.
Number four on our list there, Joe DeCamera.
Hold on.
And now.
You're next,
don't
buddy.
Ask,
I hope
don't
you know
ask,
that.
Don't, but I'm just saying.
You
don't
know
ask
what
me
it
no
means
questions.
To get fired up.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't ask no questions.
Number three on our list, Hugh Douglas.
In a league like this.
What you mean he wasn't ever made? He's been in the league for 4 years? What are you talking about? He's been in the league. He's been in the NFL for 4 years.
In a limited role. In a limited role.
Okay, well, okay, if he's in a limited role, then how about you help him out? Why? Okay, well, ask me this, Bobby. Why has Asai Reddick been on four other freaking football teams? Why has he been on four other teams?
That ain't funny. Tyler.
It's so good.
Don't be laughing at
no,
that.
No, it's my favorite of all of these.
I got my headphones on. Tyler laughing like he laughing hard. He
because
laughing
it's funny,
hard.
Hugh. Like it, funny. My favorite part is the descent after you do it. Yes. Like when you realize what you've just done and you don't know how to act. There's nothing you could say to like undo it. But everybody
tried
tries.
To go back to a different word that wouldn't be a curse. The camera threw out the phone number as if let's just go to the phones.
See, here's the problem, man. Like, I like, and Joe witnessed a little bit as well. I can go to 0 to 60, like, kind of fast. And then I can bring it back. So, you know, I mean, I'm just, you know, I'm a work in progress. I'm a work in progress.
It's only been a few years.
I'm a work in progress.
Like the Eagles offense, work in progress. Sometimes
I'm still but see, I'm still optimistic that I can get it right, though.
Yeah, the rest of us have accepted what you are. All right. Let's go to the brand new entry on the list. Number two, our guy Broads. What happened here?
So good, man. Dude. You know what? It's off track. Mike and Ike's. Mike and Ike's. Oh, they need more love. What happened?
Mike and
Ike's. They were it.
I am a Mike and Ike's man. I love you. Them. Get it in the box. God. You open up the box and then you go no hands.
Yeah, he got hyped.
Wow.
Just so good.
Did I just do that?
No. Hey.
That was the first time. I've been on Mike and Ike.
See, I don't want
that was about candy?
I don't want to speak out of turn, but it feels like if Bros is a sativa guy, he needs to become an indica guy.
He needs to calm down, you're saying.
Yeah. Everybody,
I could not disagree more.
You know what I'm saying? Because if he's a sativa, he needs to become an indica.
No, but Bros
no that's part of
Bros,
yeah.
That's his
no,
brand.
I know, but I'm saying he needs to become an indica guy. No.
I think we need more of that content on the air.
Listen.
Blue Jeans might disagree, but like for me, that's good radio.
Blue Jeans. No, I love listening to Bros, man, but you getting hyped over Mike and Ike.
Mike and Ike, that's the
Mike
crazy
and Ike's
thing.
Ain't, that's what I'm saying. Mike and Ike's ain't all that.
So good.
Jolly Ranchers now.
You know what?
Jolly Ranchers is
Mike
gone.
And Ike's. Mike and Ike's. They need more love.
What happened? Mike and
growing
Ike's.
Up, they were it.
I am a Mike and Ike's man. I love you. Get it in the box. You open up the box and then you go no hands.
That was too much.
Wow.
That was too much.
You would do that for Jolly Ranchers?
Or Jolly Joe? No, the Jolly Joes.
You did it over Hassan Reddick.
Wait a minute, Jolly Joes. The Jolly Joes are the purple ones, right?
Jolly Joes.
Because the Mike and Ike's. It's the hot tamale. Like, I'm a hot tamales man. I like the hot tamales. And it's the Jolly Joes.
Jolly Joes are a Mike and Ike offshoot.
Yeah, they're the Jolly Joe, but they're all purple.
They're all purple.
Yeah, the Jolly Joes.
Hot tamales are better than anything.
Hot tamales reign supreme.
All right, so we had Spike at 5, DeCamera 4, Hugh at 3, Broads now on the list at 2, but the gold standard remains number 1, James Seltzer.
Best tweet of the night.
Right? Say it, James.
Elliot said Josh Harris should buy up all the freaking tickets and give them to Sixers fans. Like, you're damn right he should. The freaking, what, $7 billion this guy's worth? Yeah, dude, like, own your... Oh, my goodness. Own your franchise, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
The and best was, is the visceral, like, oh, no.
Oh, my goodness.
What did I just do?
Because he knew his life flashed in front of his eyes, because he knew he going to get fined for that. He knew he was going to get fined for that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he knew he was going to get fined for that. So that, you know.
I wonder, now here, every time this happens, you know what I wonder? Who's next?
Well, what, do I have an F-bomb?
Well, or, I mean, Spike didn't have an
F-bomb. I think you're on the list.
I mean, I probably do. Yeah. It's been a long time.
It feels coming soon. We have an honorable mention, though, that I was just alerted of.
Oh, what is it?
It's Jolly talking about Kevin Durant.
Basketball, anybody think that Durant has any chance of working out?
That was so nonchalant.
It was. It was as if it wasn't against the rules.
And now Mike told me he turned to him and asked him what he was laughing about.
Basketball, anybody think that Durant has any chance of working out?
It's like he's talking to his buddy at the bar.
Yeah. As if there's not.
I mean, but that's
on the air.
Like a lot of times when we're talking sports, that's kind of how it feels.
No, I know, but we have
until you got them FCC.
Basketball, anybody think that Durant has any chance of working out?
Yeah, he was kind of.
Jolly was cooking on that one.
Way too casual.
It was way too casual. Him and Spike were the most casual. All right, 215-592-9494. We have to give away our prize here, Hugh. We have the qualifying prize today for ComboCon presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and Gerhard's Appliances. All right, so we have the prize pack, the Jack Daniel's prize pack today. The rocks glasses, umbrella, golf tee pack, playing cards, and the Weber grill brush courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances. Looking today for two words that go together. I mean, Hugh, we've gotten some good answers.
Just go ahead and go there.
I'm just saying the leader in the clubhouse, somehow probably over Dallas Sucks, over Yo Adrian, is the Glizzy Gobbler, Hugh
Big
Douglas.
Time, yeah.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Matt. Appreciate you.
Because your reaction was like somebody drove a stake through your heart.
No, I mean, Matt, that, I mean, you Matt, felt betrayed. That, cool. It's just like, I can't believe Matt did me like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but I mean, the last couple of days, it's accurate. David in Westchester's up on WIP. Hey, David.
Hey, what's up, Joe? How you doing there, Veneer Douglas?
Veneer, yeah, I ain't mad. I'm going to keep these veneers. I'm trying to keep them.
David, what do you got for us? What's up?
Well, I got, like I said, this offense is, it's totally cooked. It's not going anywhere. At this point in the season, it is what it is. And the way I'll reference to it is, let's go with like Hugh Douglas and his fictional ZR1 Corvette. All right. Hugh does a lot of work when he's getting around in his car, so he has to hire a driver.
Sure, of course.
So he hires a guy, let's call him, I don't know, Kevin. But Kevin really don't know how to drive. He's never driven before. Mm. So Kevin drives Hugh around at a good 20 miles an hour in second gear the whole time because he don't know how to drive. He's never driven before. And Hugh's late for everything, you know, and he's upset. But he don't do anything about it. He just goes, oh, that's my boy Kevin. He's a good guy. Yeah, he'll learn. He'll get better. He'll go. But Kevin doesn't get better. And that's what we're looking at with this offense. It's just not going to get better. It is what it is. He is what he is at this time. He should be the OC of a Division III school and, you know, learn his craft down there before you give him the keys to Hugh's ZR1 Corvette.
So you want to fire Petullo? Is that what I'm hearing?
I always want to fire Petullo, but, I mean, this is his fault, Joe.
I don't think he's helping the situation. I also don't know if it's all him. I mean, there's a lot of issues here they have, David. There is. It's not just one thing. It's probably six or seven. All right, David, what do you got for us? What's the combination of words that go together?
Okay, this goes right along with your last segment, and I actually got it in Latin on the cover of my Jeep wheel. So it's going to be F...U.
Well, they do go together, and it does work with this segment. It was perfect timing for David.
Yeah, that was all right.
Doesn't feel like we could make that the answer. It feels a little too much. Let's grab Cowboy Jim, and then we have to go to Tyler, who's here in the building with us. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
Hugh Douglas, that's the best you can do, calling us the Cowgirls? Really? Or is it the best you can do? I tell you what, why don't you bozos keep eating while I cook for a minute here? Because all I hear is Cowboys suck all week. So I need to cook a little
bit. Well, they do. I mean, Jim,
all right.
They do suck.
Just know this. The world and ESPN smile when a Cowboys win. And to my Cowboy brothers and sisters on my flight from yesterday from Las Vegas, our day will come. But we do not rely
Jim,
on phony. We don't rely on phony, fraudulent, push to win.
We have four wins. It's almost Thanksgiving.
We don't rely on bad calls from refs. We don't rely on the other team to lose. You will no longer be called the Philadelphia Eagles. You'll be called the Philadelphia Chiefs of the NFC East. Hey, that rhymes. Even though we have the Eagles, Chiefs, and Lions in the next 12 days, we will prevail. Dak plays well against the Philadelphia Chiefs. Our defense is better. The Philadelphia Chiefs' offense sucks. We are the Dallas Cowboys.
All right. That's it? That's what
that
you have
brutal.
For us today?
That was awful.
But Jim,
that was wonderful. That was wonderful.
Terrible. That's enough. That was horrendous. Tyler in Delaware, live and on location with us at Roost. What's up, Tyler?
Yep. I had to walk over to Walgreens so that way the sound speakers wouldn't get in the way of the call.
Now, this is a professional call right here. This guy gets it. Go ahead, Tyler.
I was laughing the whole time, Joe and Hugh, because Cowboy Jim just did nothing but excuses for why he wishes the Cowboys were the Eagles. Because at the end of the day, the Cowboys are as dysfunctional of a franchise as they could be. So I'm excited for this week. As I told Kyle, this Eagle defense, you thought it was good last year. It's even better this year. And Hugh, when you talk about a dog, Jalen Phillips wants to be here, man. He's playing, yes, he's playing for a contract, but he's playing to win. He's playing to wreck the game. That front seven, I'm so happy I'm not a quarterback, because if I was and I saw him and Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter barreling down at me, whoa, boy, I would be going on the IL real quick, because them dogs are hunting. And it's exciting when you talk about this Eagles team. This Eagles team, and I get the issues on offense, have to correct themselves over the course of time, but these guys on defense are bought in, and if this defense can convince the offense, hey, we got a chance to go back-to-back. We have a chance to do something special, and we have a chance to do something that this area has never seen before. This area hasn't seen a back-to-back Super Bowl champion and ones that lead by example. The defense is leading by example. The offense just has to come together as a crew and say, look, we got to put ego aside. We got to buy in, and we got to get the job done. Because, look, as much as we've had issues on the defensive side of the ball going down to Dallas and winning in Dallas, this Eagles team, I'm sure they've heard Mike Greenberg on ESPN talking about, oh, the Cowboys are going to go on a run. All the Cowboys might catch the Eagles for the NFC East. And the Eagles have a prime opportunity this Sunday to put a kibosh on all that, put all the naysayers to bed, and say this is our division to win. We're the first back-to-back NFC East champion, okay, in over 20 years, and we're going to do what the Eagles do and exert their dominance on both sides of the
football. And they're going to do, Tyler, Sunday. You know they're going to do that. All right, Tyler, what do you got for us? What is your word combination?
My word combination, two words that go together, are Super Bowl. That's where we going. Super Bowl.
Good one. It's a good one. If it's one we say around here a lot. Tyler, good phone call. All right. Well, before we get to you people, we need to pick an answer here. The question is, Kyle, did anything top the Glizzy Gobbler?
No, just because I think it got the best reaction out of Hugh. He didn't like it.
Still doesn't.
I think about y'all.
Yeah, you are.
What was that, Matt in Germantown?
Yeah.
Yeah, that
was yeah, Matt in Germantown. Good you job, are Matt. The winner today for a qualifying prize and automatically entered for the grand
job,
prize.
Matt.
Courtesy of Gerhard's
Apostles
and Jack
funny.
Daniels Tennessee
it was
Whiskey. Funny. Well, and it's accurate the last couple of days.
I've been gobbling glizz.
You said it.
I've been gobbling glizz.
There
that's
it is.
Terrible.
Cut that audio. All right, let's check it with you people.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
A lot of people saying Denial Douglas wants another spot in that bracket this year.
Oh, and he's going to have a spot.
What am I denying about?
Well, offense stinks. I mean, let's just...
Optimistic. I'm optimistic.
Just can't peak too early.
Can we peak at all?
I think he meant you. Not
yeah, oh, you meant
Denial Douglas.
You're the oldest one here.
In the upper room.
Joe Giglio has no moxie.
I mean, what do I need moxie for?
I don't know.
Do I need moxie on a day-to-day basis?
Still don't hear moxie. You don't hear moxie that often.
Yeah, you have moxie. Mm. You're good.
I mean, I have enough moxie to do a talk show. I don't know.
Yeah, you're good.
Real life.
You're
moxie.
Yo, Joe, what's your completion percentage?
That'd be zero. I don't have to throw the football. I just talk about it. I love that. Jalen could have a 30% completion. Well, it's 30% more than yours. Well, he's a professional. He's supposed to play well.
And, I mean, this is what people talk about. Most of the people that talk about sports didn't play sports, but that doesn't disqualify you from talking about them. Stop it.
What did Trautman say? That this
Hughes' completion percentage is zero, too. He didn't play
true.
Quarterback.
Yep. No, I did not. Did not.
Was it the Dragon Slayer 69 that Adam Trautman was saying?
Yes.
Dragon Slayer. Yeah.
It felt like a reaction Hugh would have if he played in the internet era.
A 1,000,000% agree.
Yeah.
I'd be in trouble.
He would be responding to everything. Hey, Joe, sleep on Cam Latu at your own peril, bucko. You'll see. You'll all see.
Is that John Ritchie in the chat?
It could be.
Ritchie, I got in the car this morning. He was going wild.
I love the fact
Cam Latu's his new guy.
Yeah, passion. Yeah.
We're at the wing tee with Cam Latu stage of Eagles coping right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. We just have $100 million and a quarterback and two receivers. But the wing tee with Cam Latu is going to save the day. It's
yep. I got two words for you, washed and Hugh.
That's interesting. Coming from somebody that's watching me on camera every day I'm washed.
That's how this works.
You know what I mean? I just find that fascinating. You watch me every day, but I'm washed. I feel like I'm winning.
Well, of course you are.
You know, especially because we get paid.
Friday. Well, that's how this works.
Yeah. You are
a professional. Don't let that quarterback list 40 minutes ago distract people from that. You are a professional.
And then I win because I get to read all the mean comments.
Yeah.
Yep. Love you, but this Glizzy stuff, very suspect.
I agree.
Isn't that?
Hey man, listen,
isn't your goal to avoid the suspect part by breaking it up?
Seriously,
though?
If you the type that like to stuff the glizzy all in your mouth, go about your business. That's your prerogative.
Hold on.
We are all inclusive.
That's
here.
A normal way to eat hot dogs.
No, I'm not. That's not normally
regular.
How I eat them.
It's just regular.
Not stuffing a glizzy in my mouth.
No, I don't think anyone thinks of it like that. They're just eating a hot dog like a regular person.
It must be a Midwest thing because Jason's from the Midwest.
Well, so we're apparently in the Midwest too, according to you.
Does Ike do this?
No. I you know what I don't know that. I don't know that for sure, but I can't see Ike eating the whole glizzy. I can't eat no.
I don't know if the Midwest wants to be lumped in with you here.
Yeah, that's it's a big place, the Midwest. Midwest. I mean, it does include Philadelphia, but it is a large part of the country.
Philadelphia has a Midwest feel. I stand by that.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, we eat hot dogs normally here. Douglas needs to be suspended without pay for that list. A Howard Stern wannabe.
Howard Stern wannabe. Howard Stern has a head full of hair.
By appearance. That's
a key distinction, though. Yeah. That's a good point.
And this is, we do sports. He does, stuff.
He does not. He does his stuff. I would call it shock jock is what they're going for.
Yeah.
Nah. Mm-hmm. It's my list.
I know. But
and I gave my rationale for my list.
Well, but you openly admitted that you were trolling people.
Yeah, today was.
Well, I like to troll Kyle because I like actually, when I throw a quarterback over there, that's going to be.
But then this is the reaction you get.
No, but Mason Rudolph did play well when he was in there. He did not play well.
Rudolph is a backup quarterback.
But did he not play well?
Mm. He's fine.
Okay, thank you. So that's why he's on the list.
No, not a top 10.
Did Michael Penix play well until he got hurt?
No, he didn't. No.
Michael Penix was out there bowling.
No, he wasn't.
Lost at home.
Panthers won some pretty big games this year.
They also lost to Tyler Shuck and the Saints.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
That's because they got, Tyler Shuck made the list one time. So shout out to Tyler Shuck.
A huge win.
By the end of the season, is every quarterback going to have made the list one time?
Probably.
It feels like we're close.
Probably.
Well, Jacoby Brissett broke an NFL record.
Yeah, he did. Jacoby Brissett was on my list.
I know.
Yeah.
He was the least offensive.
This one was in all caps, so they're very serious about this one. Hugh looks like the old school wrestler Junkyard Dog, and I had to look him up. Not that far off.
Yeah, but Junkyard was—he's a hell of a wrestler too, man. One of my favorites. I don't have a problem with that.
Okay.
Compliment to Hugh.
Yeah. You might have a problem with this one though. Hey, Hugh, it's the holiday season. Don't you have a mall to be at somewhere?
Mall Santa, I get that all the time. Ooh, you know what? Was that a guy? Does that look like a guy that said that? Because if it is, I'm going to come play Santa Claus at your wife's house.
All right. Now. All right. Yep.
I'm going to play Santa Claus with your wife. How about that?
Yeah. Eventually, we got to learn the limit here with how many we can throw at Hugh before it sets them off.
We are in mixed company.
Before you get really messy.
I'm just saying. You're talking about Santa Claus.
We are in polite company here.
Okay,
what's the song, Hugh?
What you mean, Backdoor Santa or Santa Claus Needs Some Loving? Which one are you talking about? Isaac Hayes?
Oh, God.
Santa Claus needs some love. Yeah, never mind. I was about to go in. Blue Jeans probably listening.
By
now.
The way, Penix completed 13 passes on Sunday.
Yeah, well, it don't matter. It don't matter.
Went out on top, Joe.
He went out on top,
dog.
He
went out on a stretcher.
He went out on top.
Is that it?
Of a stretcher.
That's it? Any more snide comments they want to make?
No, you're good, buddy. Yeah. Well, even if we did have them, probably for the best.
It's probably time for us, too. No, we appreciate it. We loved being here today. Roost Pub and Kitchen in downtown Wilmington, part of the Bardea Restaurant Group. Hugh, the food here was great. I know you're taking some home.
Yeah, matter of fact, now.
That bird tower might be taking some of those wings with you.
Take some of these chicken wings.
I don't think you have to carry them in your hands. They have boxes, you know.
I got a box. It's off camera.
Just carrying chicken wings out in his hands. All right. You guys have a great rest of your day. Thank you to everyone here having us. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Afternoon show is next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.